This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8. It says there, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." End of quote. Our today's insight says who Jesus is. Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and Omega." Alpha and Omega are the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. The next phrase interprets the first phrase. It says He is the beginning and the end. These two phrases confirm the divinity and the eternity of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third phrase says He is, He was, and He is to come. This shows His ever-presence in the past, now in the present, and in the future. The final phrase is the Almighty. The Almighty means the all-powerful and all-sovereign in authority. Now, if you refer back to verse 4 of this chapter, which describes the Father God in this way, it says, "Grace to you and peace from Him who is, who was, and who is to come." Isaiah 44:6 and Isaiah 48:12-13 talks about God as Alpha and Omega. Revelation chapter 4 verse 8 says this about God the Father. It says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come." Exodus 6:2-3 says this about God the Father. It says, "God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty." End of quote. Listen, God the Father revealed Himself as the Alpha and Omega, the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, and the Almighty in the pages of the Bible. And the same titles are given to Jesus Christ as well. You see, God revealed the same description regarding Jesus in the first chapter of the Revelation 1. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Lord who is and who was and who is to come, and the Almighty. This shows and proves to us the absolute deity of Jesus Christ. On that first Christmas day, Jesus who came to this world was none other than God who became flesh, John 1:14, to become your Savior, to save you from all your sins and shortcomings. Verses 4 to 7 of this Revelation chapter 1 gives us a beautiful picture of the Trinity or the triune nature of God. It says, "Grace to you and peace from Him who is, who was, and who is to come," referring God the Father, "and from the seven spirits who are before His throne," referring to the Holy Spirit, "and from Jesus Christ." Then it says more about Jesus. It says, "Jesus is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To Him who loves us and released us from our sins by His blood, and He made us into kingdom, priests to His God and Father, to Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over Him. So it is to be. Amen." End of quote. You see, listen, Jesus is the faithful witness who showed us the Father God. He is the first resurrected one from the dead, not to die again. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Then it says He loved us. He released us from our sins by His blood. He made us to be partakers in His kingdom. And He made us priests to do the work of the Lord here now on this earth. He is going to come back again in clouds. When He comes back on the clouds, just as He was ascended into heaven through the clouds, Acts 1:9, every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, referring to the Jews who crucified Him. And it says all will weep and mourn in remorse, fear of judgment and punishment, because Jesus is the true ruler and judge of the world. The passage here talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ into this world to rule the earth as the right and appointed ruler by God the Father. You see, the Bible teaches the future coming of Jesus Christ has two stages. The first is called the rapture, when Christ descends to the clouds and the church would be raptured to be with Him. Thessalonians 4:13-18. The second coming of Christ is when all will eyes will see him and mourn over him for fear of judgment. The second coming of Christ this year is mentioned here in this passage and several passages in the Bible. Do you have a moment to pray? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus is God who became flesh to save me from my sins and grant me forgiveness and eternal life. I believe Jesus faithfully showed us God the Father. He released me from my sins by paying with his blood. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins and save me today. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.